The USA was younger than 30 when it declared war in 1812. At this bicentennial commemoration, as 100 people looked on, the Declaration was reread in the State House Rotunda.
Be it enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America and Congress assembled, that war be and the same is hereby declared to exist between the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland and the dependencies thereof, and the United States of America and their territories. And
that the President Joseph Zerbe is president of the Ohio War of 1812 Bicentennial Commission, the agency that's planned this year's events, looking back.
It's known sometimes as the Forgotten War, and it's the commission's mission to be sure that it's remembered. We remember the American soldiers and their native allies, as well as the British, Canadian, and their native allies. At the end of the day, America preserved its boundaries, and we are in today what is Ohio instead of southern Canada.
While many people today don't know exactly who fought in the War of 1812 or why, the historical activists who headed up this commemoration stress the war was important.
Some have called this little war the Second War of Independence. By declaring and fighting a war against Great Britain, we not only preserved our national honor, but showed the world that the United States of America was to be reckoned with on an international level.
That was D.K. Taylor, Command Chief Warrant Officer of the Ohio Army National Guard. He told the crowd two key battles that turned the tide of the war happened right here in Ohio.
Ohio was the front line during the early years of the war, and in early 1813, the British attempted to move into the vulnerable Northwest. At the rapids of the Maumee River near present-day Toledo, the British and their Indian allies, led by Tecumseh, attacked a fort named for Governor Meigs. Twice the British bombarded the fort with artillery, and both times were repulsed. The final blow to the British came in September when a 28-year-old naval officer by the name of Oliver Hazard Perry took on and defeated the British Navy on Lake Erie. Shortly after the battle, Perry wrote his famous note to General Harrison on the back of an old letter, "Dear General, we have met the enemy, and they are ours." Control of Lake Erie went to the United States, and the British moved north in defeat, never again to take aim at Ohio.
8 reenactors watched the ceremony, dressed in the uniforms of 1812 soldiers, complete with bayonets. Among them, Michael Cooper.
I have a distinct interest in history. I always have, and believe it or not, I actually got into this form of reenactment before I found out about my ancestors. So it was because I was a reenactor that I did the research and found out more about my ancestry.
What Cooper found out was his family has ties to the War of 1812.
My father's side of the family, the oldest ancestor that we can trace was a War of 1812 veteran. We lose the family line after that. And then I had two veterans in my mother's side of the family.
In 2003, Ohio celebrated the 200th anniversary of its statehood. But this event, and others set for later this year, will have a different tone. Again, Joe Zerbe of the War of 1812 Bicentennial Commission.
We're here primarily to commemorate, certainly not celebrate, a war.
And so this event concluded on a somber tone, with the crowd standing silently to recall those who died on both sides of the War of 1812. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.